advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Drinking a delicious Faygo original grape soda pop. What do you got?
I've got an original Faygo Red Pop, my favorite beverage on earth. And you?
That's true. Are you going to talk, Brent?
Sure. Who's driving me home? I got
the,
no
the
ride.
Twins? Oh, wait, they don't have licenses yet. No.
Try this. I haven't tried it.
That was a funny one. What do you got? Orange?
More like orange. No, it's good.
Yeah.
And where did our Faygo, who's our Faygo patron?
Joshua Andrews brought this, and it's quite a mission. There's only one place in town that has this.
There actually is, yeah.
He found it, yeah.
Used to be no places in town had it when I used to search for it.
He left the receipt in the box on accident, I think, but these little fuckers are expensive.
No, they are expensive.
Yeah, a couple bucks a piece.
For Which fucking sucks soda. Because if
they're
you live...
They're imported all the way from Detroit.
Exactly. If you live in Michigan, it's like the cheapest soda you can get.
Yeah,
like,
and it's the most
cheapest
expensive
cheapest generic
here.
Soda, and out here they put it in glass bottles and call it like a gourmet artisan soda and charge you like $2 a fucking bottle.
Yeah, bullshit.
Ridiculous. So I'm making
good marketing.
It's great marketing.
Mixed drinks over here. I'm gonna try this out.
What are you mixing? You're making a Juggalo Juice. Yeah, what do they call it?
Juggalo Juice.
Juggalo Juice. It's a Redemption whiskey and orange Faygo. So Faygo Redemption.
So apparently, Juggalo Juice is Captain Morgan Black Flag, Fruit Everclear, and Faygo's Ohana Punch.
That's fucking horrible.
Yes.
We don't have all that.
That's horrible.
Faygo's Ohana
Captain
Punch.
Captain Morgan is shit anyway.
Ohana Punch is pretty bad too. So to mix it with anything, how did yours turn out?
It's good.
Yeah.
Whiskey and orange soda, man.
Yeah, the Caribou Lou got popular from Tech N9ne, which is Malibu and 151. That's a drink that'll get you fucked up real quick.
Jesus Christ.
So
what's your, you drank a half a bottle of Yucateco today, Brent?
I did drink a half a bottle of Yucateco.
You drank it or you used it?
I pretty much drank it off the top of a fork. Like, I had this thought. I went and I was like, oh man, we got a bunch of Yucateco right now. I was like, I'm going to do the Caribbean or Caribbean or whatever you want to call it. So I went and got that bottle and I cracked it open and I was sitting there and I was like, dude, I'm a beast. I could eat this whole bottle. I bet I could. My buddy Mike Llewellyn had sent me a picture a while back, as people do, of Yucateco constantly. And it was like 8 tacos he had, and he used like maybe, I don't know, almost half a bottle of one and like a quarter of the bottle of the other, which is pretty legit. Like, you might have me beat, but I ate a salad. I don't know. But his had triple X. I think I'm beat. I think he's got me beat. But the point to the story is that I got high off hot sauce. I fucking shit you not. Like, I had some shit happen just now.
You so, shit your pants?
I shit my pants. No, I did not shit my pants.
I shit my pants.
So I put a bunch on top of the salad. I stir up the salad. And it's like a taco salad. It's like black beans and lettuce and steak and cheese and shit, right? And guacamole. So I stir it all up and I put hot sauce on it, but it's not enough hot sauce. So on every bite that I'm scooping, I'm just hand pouring it on there. And I start thinking like, damn, I'm putting a dent in this hot sauce. It's like, I wonder if I could use a whole bottle on just my one salad. There just wasn't enough. I could have done it. There just wasn't enough food. Or I could have just dumped the whole damn bottle in the salad, but I was really hungry.
You could
hungry.
Have been eating it and swigging the sauce at the same time.
I could have, but I also was just hungry and needed to eat. Like, I hadn't eaten all day. I didn't want to ruin my salad if I put too much on there and overdid it. But
that's too much.
When I was done, I was maybe slightly over half the bottle, and I got dizzy. I got euphoric, and the weird thing is everything in the room
wanted to hump everything.
No, everything in the room looked a little brighter. And so then I texted my buddy and I was like, hey, I feel like high. And he looked it up on
endorphins.
It's endorphins. He looked it up on that Arrowin website and it's like, capsaicin. If you eat enough, your body thinks you're getting burned. because it's like above 109 degrees Fahrenheit temperature reaction. You're running equivalent. A temperature. Yeah. And it thinks you're getting burned. So as a reaction to stop pain, your body releases endorphins and you actually get like runner's high. So it's the same thing that runners get when they finish a run, that euphoric endorphin.
You're probably burning calories too.
No, they sell capsaicin pills. So that's my new thing, man. I'm going to be fucking six pack next week.
Do you see the size of that chicken?
We're in the spirit world, asshole. They can't see us. I knew that reference. Does anyone know that reference?
I do. Yeah. I don't remember what we're talking about.
Let's let them guess. Let's see who gets it on social media.
See who gets it.
It's dope. No one.
So today's topic is what, gentlemen? I'm still playing the surprise game.
Well, if you call in right now, the first caller to guess what we're talking about is going to win a prize.
Well, someone out there just clicked on the episode and didn't read the topic. Yeah.
I really doubt that.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, we started out drinking Faygo, and if you don't know what Faygo is, it is the official drink of Juggalos all over the earth. Juggalos especially.
I need to explain that a couple of months ago was the first time I ever heard of what a Juggalo was.
No way.
Really? You were the one who told me, and I told you I have no fucking idea what you're talking about, and I believe your reaction was, no way.
Piece of shit.
Hi, I'm Brent. Nice to meet you. 10-second Tom over here. I got fucking don't know.
Well, I left Detroit well before there was such a thing as a Juggalo.
Oh, true. True.
Because I came out here in 89.
That's true. Yeah, this was the movement started late 90s.
Yeah.
I would say that's when it started really picking up steam.
And I mean, I knew it was a thing. I didn't know that they were called Juggalos.
Yeah.
And he threw the term out and I was like, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. And you were very surprised and you kept.
I only know because my friend is like obsessed, like from the sidelines, like mocking them, but maybe admiring them. I don't know. Like he's a little too into it. Like our friend Sid Melvin, like they had Juggalo Halloween parties where they all dressed up like Juggalos. They quote Juggalos. They love the Dark Carnival movie.
And if you see our studio, all the skateboards up, those are his pro decks. So this is famous Sid Melvin.
Famous. Yeah. You can Google him. He's famous.
He is Googleable.
But I fucking think he secretly likes him. There's a baby doll. I didn't bring it to
We do. It's on our Facebook. Doll. Yeah, okay. It's on our Facebook.
That is actually been in our shop for years. I don't even know where that baby doll. I think a customer left that in my computer shop. And then he drew on it with a Sharpie and made it into a Juggalo baby. And then it's been just up on our pegboard. Hanging.
It's been the Juggalo baby. So this episode's just been waiting to happen.
It has. The baby's been hanging over in this.
And then Sid came by the shop with a couple guys he works with. One of them, Josh Andrews, who bought the stuff. And they're like, you should do an episode on Juggalos. And Sid lit up, man. He's happy right now. He's not going to admit it. He'll never fucking admit it. But he's stoked that we're going to talk about Juggalos.
So define what, because I know there are listeners who have no idea what a Juggalo is.
I'll tell you right now. So, a Juggalo is somebody who follows basically.
Do you want to say why you're an expert? Do you want to like go into that or go in there?
Well, I'll say my experience is that when I turned 18 and I was able to get tattoos, my first tattoo was a Hatchet Man, which is the Psychopathic Records symbol. And it's pretty much if you see a Juggalo, they have the Hatchet Man or Juggalo on them somewhere.
Right.
Where's the Hatchet Man, though? That's not the back tattoo.
No, it was on my shoulder.
Oh, you don't have it anymore?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was actually because I got bigger. Like, so as you get older, you get bigger and the tattoo became too small. Yeah. So like the tattoo used to fit my arm and then I got bigger and it got real small and oblong shaped.
Fucking shrinky dick.
Yeah, so I had to get cut. It just wasn't right anymore.
It's 16:9.
It's aspect ratio. It was like it was a circle. Yeah, it was like a 4-inch speaker circle and then it turned into a 6x9. So the speaker changed. So things had to.
It was a Fuggalo.
Yeah.
Shit was widescreen.
It was a Ratchet Man. That foot was fucked up. Looked like he was from the ghetto.
Man.
Yeah. So Brent didn't get that. Yeah,
so I don't know what Ratchet Man is.
Yeah.
Because they call it the Hatchet Man.
Oh, yeah.
Like a ratchet hoe, you know? Yeah. So that got changed. But my second tattoo was Juggalo across my back. So I have, I still to this day, I have Juggalo across my back. And Brent fucking flipped out.
Dude, honestly, you could have fucking like levitated, floated across fucking David Blaine, Chris Angel, disappeared in fucking front of me. And I would have been less impressed when like you fucking called my bluff. He was like, I got Juggalo across my back. I was like, shut the fuck up. You do not have a Juggalo tattoo across your back. And he's like, I swear to God. I was like, lift your fucking shirt. He pulled his shirt up. I mean, I was like, there's no time for prep. He didn't fake this shit. He didn't go home.
He didn't, I didn't sharpie
he didn't
it on.
Sharpie that shit before he came here to set.
Was it improvised? Like, yeah, I set it up 3 days earlier.
That was the first time I heard of a Juggalo because you told me that story a couple of months ago, and you were like, "Brent has a Juggalo tattoo," and I was like, "That's."
But then I was like, I was like, I don't know if we should tell anyone.
But he was, and I was like, I don't know what you mean. I was like, what the fuck is a Juggalo tattoo? Like, I don't know what that is. Like, I had no clue.
At first, I was worried it was going to get out, and then I studied for this podcast, and I fucking respect him more. I like it. I'm wondering where I sound.
So all that I know is that next week, I expect Brent to make a confession, because last week I confessed that there's something in my ankle that might be an alien implant.
I don't believe you until I got the
bell.
You
got the crazy bell.
And then this week, we're doing Juggalos, and we got an admission of a
actual Juggalo.
Living, breathing Juggalo. Yeah. So next week, we need
confession.
To... Unless the confession already happened, then it was all the really tasteless Jew jokes, and you're actually an Aryan. Like maybe,
yeah,
maybe you
fucking,
confessed.
Yeah,
last
fucking
episode.
The baby twins.
No, I'm trying to think what I got.
That was the confession.
It needs to be something embarrassing, or it just needs to be like
I don't know.
Give
me whatever you want.
It's not embarrassing to me.
Like,
it's not embarrassing to me. I got a weird fucking thing in my head.
It's like one of those things. Yeah. It's one of those things that, you know, your life leads you down a certain path and you become, which like, I didn't really have to study for this episode.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things, like, cause I lived it, like my friends, like we would all go to school. We had all the shirts, we had the chains, like they wear,
right.
You know, the Hatchet Man chains, you know, like I remember when I got that thing for Christmas, man, I freaking cried pretty much. Like, cause I wanted it so much.
Right. The thing, like I didn't know a whole lot about the Insane Clown Posse. I knew that they were from Detroit. I knew that back in the day, Eminem had a beef with them. I knew that, Eminem squashed the beef. Although he didn't, one of his homeboys who died, what was his name?
I don't know. What was their beef?
But Proof?
D12. Yeah, Proof from D12 ended up, apparently, they just had a rapper beef. Like, just fucking shit happens. They talk shit about each other on their albums.
Yeah.
And they had some event.
Eminem
they,
rhymes.
They had some.
Like, we need something that rhymes with Eminem.
No, they had. I know it from one of the Eminem songs.
Him and
they,
him.
They had some fucking altercation at a nightclub in Detroit and started a rapper beef. And then Proof from D12 ended up squashing it. And they all went bowling, apparently. And then,
sounds about right.
And now they're all like cool.
He's all, no, I said eight ball.
They're all representing Detroit and all that stuff. But that was really all I knew about the Insane Clown Posse. And I thought, it, because I really didn't track what the Juggalo thing was, I always saw so many different faces. I thought it was like some massive rap gang, like fucking Wu-Tang Clan. And they were like a bunch of different clown dudes. I didn't know it was just two guys until today. I thought it was like a bigger group of people.
Yeah. Well, it kind of is now. Like there's a bunch of different rap groups
that fall under the umbrella.
That fall under the umbrella of, and I just told you Tech N9ne is kind of under that umbrella, because Tech N9ne is not really accepted by black people. Black people are like, no, Tech N9ne's not that good. We don't like Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne's fucking, like, Ice-T is all about it. It's
and Tech N9ne has been accepted by the Juggalos. You know what I mean? He plays at the gathering of the Juggalos every year, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
If you're into hip hop and you haven't listened to Tech N9ne, you deserve to.
So I mean, you have Tech N9ne.
Sid said Coolio's got a tattoo, the Hatchet Man, and Juggalo spelled wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Did it say gigolo?
I don't know. It didn't say gigolo. It's like not enough G's or something. I'll
just,
try to
just
find
one.
It.
Now, when one thing I read, and I read this on Wikipedia, so I don't give it a whole lot of credit. It said that Chuck D from Public Enemy has gone on record and said that he's part of the Juggalo movement.
I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's just one of those things. Like,
it just doesn't seem like his flavor. He's not like a lighthearted... Like, it seems like the Insane Clown Posse is kind of tongue-in-cheek and kind of lighthearted.
Yeah, and they you know what? One of the biggest things was they created a and like, you hear it. I mean, I watch a lot of the documentaries, and I was like, man, these people are, like, so backwoods, you know what I mean? And one thing that they did say, though, was if you take the information out of it and not just the look of the people and you take drugs away from the scenario, was that they call it a family. It is kind of like a gang, you know, like, but it's a unity in different walks of life. There's straight edge juggalos. There's juggalos that just do drugs, you know, and there's actually juggalo gangs out there. Juggalo is actually classified as a gang now.
Yeah. I've got a lot of stuff to say about that.
Yeah. And that's not everybody, you know, like me and my friends grew up listening to it. We got hooked on it and it wasn't even necessarily the quality of the music. It was that, it had like a magic allure to it. You know what I mean? Like they talked about stuff that was different. That wasn't the same old bullshit. They created their own heaven and hell. And it was just basically you lived on another planet almost, you know,
like
it
was just different. I started thinking about swatism so much during that shit. I was like, fuck, it's a slippery slope. Like we could have like,
yeah, I mean, it's just, if you feel connected to something, you're going to attach to it. You know what I mean?
And that's part of it. Cause when I first started watching, cause I, again, like I said, I walked into this one with fucking eyes closed and, Brent had suggested I watch, parts of the documentary called A Family Underground. And, you owe me like an hour of my life.
I told you to skip the music.
You owe me.
I said part seven.
You owe me
wrestling. Skip all the music.
You owe me an hour of my life and 10 IQ points.
Nope.
For having watched that. It's just a bad documentary
and a set of twins.
Yeah. It's just a bad documentary. It's just filmed poorly. It's like,
that's why I said part seven.
Yeah. You did say part seven. Yeah.
So part seven.
Most of the documentaries were filmed poorly. Like they were not very good. They don't put a very
dude,
good
one of them
things.
That fucking one, it was like, I don't remember what it was, just that fucking 8mm handycam walking around talking to people
and people are on mushrooms.
I would just skip the Vice one was okay. The American this, Juggalo, that was good.
That one was
good. 23 minutes.
I saw that one was well done. But no, on the A Family Underground, again, it's in, you can check it on YouTube, it's in 8 parts, and just as a movie it was just edited really poorly. The entire fucking movie, there is Insane Clown Posse music playing in the background. The entire movie.
Like the
it's just like people talking and it's like they've got a soundtrack in the background. It's like just fucking have people talking.
You know why? That was made by like a fucking Jug of Video, whatever it was called. It's made by what's the name
they
of
were
the
obsessed
psychotic? What's their name of this?
Psychopathic Records.
Psychopathic Records. Video made produce that documentary.
Still.
Yeah.
You don't need a fucking music the end. Anyway, but
well, they're not professional
it's
movie editors.
It's because they don't know how magnets work.
So I was looking at, and I was like, the first thing I watch, and a couple minutes into it, some guy like with fucking clown makeup on, and he screams, "Putting it down for the family, son. Fuck your mama. Fuck your face." And the guy next to him screams, "Yeast infection."
I saw that. He's like, "Yeast infection." And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Am I fucking getting into? But then once I started like looking a little bit deeper at it, and there is a one kind of cool thing. There's like a British couple that comes all the way from the UK to festival, like the big concert that
it's
they do.
The
and
gathering.
They get married at the end, like in front
Violent
of everybody.
Violent J comes by in a golf cart and they're fucking, they might as well have like, dude, he rode by and they were like, "That was him. I was in 10 feet."
Yeah.
Like, that's it. We can go home. They were so fucking stoked he rode by.
But then I look. So there's two guys in the group, right? Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J.
Yeah.
And I read a thing that Violent J grew up really poor and that they had like shitty clothes, you know, fucking Salvation Army shit and whatever. And that they grew up in high school and like he and his friends were like, "I'm not hiding this. Like, I'm going to fucking own it. I don't think I'm not cool. This is fucking, I'm poor. This is what I got.
What was
fuck
the word?
You.
They made up a word for
flube.
Themselves. Flubes. Yeah.
Flube. And I was reading the definition of flube and they said that it's like a scrub, but a certain type of scrub. And I was like, okay, they're from Detroit because they just call somebody a scrub.
But it was like,
I've never heard, have you guys, do they use the term scrub out
I've
here?
Heard scrub, but I think just from like music.
Because it was like a huge slang
in
term.
In the magic community, you call like fucking shitty player scrubs. You would be a scrub, Dave.
Yeah,
because you're not like a tournament player.
No, I am a fucking scrub. Yeah. I'll tell you that. I admit it.
Hey, you fucking scrub.
You fucking scrub. But no, so they like owned up to the fact that they didn't have any money, and that was like a kinship and a bond between them.
Right.
And then they were just like, fuck it, we can be completely different. We don't have to walk to the fucking beat of anybody else. Everybody can go fuck themselves, and we're a family together. And once I kind of read that description, it made that documentary kind of be in a different light. Cause you look and it's like, it doesn't matter. I mean, most of the people in the documentaries are white, but not everybody. And you can just tell most of them don't have a lot of money.
Right.
Like you look and at them, and that's the socioeconomic class.
The priority in life. There was people that like didn't put their money down on a house, didn't buy a car. They took their savings and like flew out to do that. It was that important to them.
But the whole idea is they're a family and they don't judge each other for being different. They don't judge each other from having funky hair or piercings or clothes. Like, and when I saw that, like as the baseline philosophy of this fucking rap group, basically, I was like, that explains it. Like that explains why every year they have this music festival called The Gathering and thousands of people show up and there's carnival rides. And it's like, then you watch the other documentaries like The American Juggalo and it's like, there's a guy talking and he's like everybody's like, I feel completely fucking safe here. Like if I get drunk and pass out someplace, they're going to take care of me, even though I don't know any of these people.
There's Jimmy motherfucking Cricket. I just found that motherfucker there.
At least he's not cricketing right now.
Not yet. We're cursed.
Shut
your mouth, Jiminy. But no, they embrace their difference from society and that's this bond. And then when I started to
Else embraces it though. It's just within the group.
But it was, I mean, it's kind of a cool thing. I mean, that's a legitimately cool thing.
And that's where like, you know, like in high school, which is when, 1996, I was a freshman in high school and that's kind of me and my friends that I hung out with. Like that's what we got into and we wore ICP shirts, Twisted shirts, you know, like anybody that was involved in the movement, like that's who we wore. That's what clothing we wore. We only wore that. We didn't wear anything else. Like that's what we wore. And, you know, our hair was braided.
Where did you even get that
colored.
Shit at that point, though?
Online. You could buy it online. You could buy it in the store. Yeah, they had stuff like Impact carried it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, man, dude, I went into this shit like kind of judgmental, like prejudging it. And I was like, it's, you know what? Like, I feel bad. Like people are people. Like some people are less fortunate. Some people are less intelligent, you know, whatnot. And I mean, there's all walks of life in that group, but like whatever makes you fucking happy is what makes you happy. Like that's fucking cool.
And that's kind of what it is. It's like a hobby. It's like if you, I mean, El Yucateco to Brent.
Right.
Is kind of like ICP is to a juggalo. You know what I mean? Like it's one of the favorite things in your life. If you get to go see them in concert, which I have a little
stage at home with speakers behind it, little bottles on top and shit.
I have to say though that it's entertainment. I mean, you watch these guys perform. And they've turned it into a cult following.
And you can't help but make the comparison to the Grateful Dead. I mean, they went on tour for years and years and years, and there's just this devoted deadhead group.
That's the only comparison, right?
Trust me, at a fucking Grateful Dead concert, everybody's doing mushrooms, everybody's smoking weed, everybody's being degenerate. Granted, the Grateful Dead fans tend to be really chill, mellow, hippie dudes,
and the
juggalos tend to be a lot more violent.
Well, and they're pranksters. You know what I mean? Like a lot of it, they're playing jokes, they're blowing up stuff. It's kind of you watch some of the stuff and you're being immature.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to walk around with ninja masks on. Like we went to an autograph signing in Fresno and we wore ninja masks the whole time and security was following us around and we thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Not knowing that we might get shot probably.
Right.
You know, like Halloween time, you know, like we just didn't give a shit. And that's kind of what the biggest thing is like you're not a bad person just because you're a certain way.
No.
And you know, and I say things on here because I think different, you know, and I don't judge people. I'm probably one of the least judgmental people you'll ever meet in your life. And And it's just one of those things. Like, there, if you're searching for something, you need a group, and you don't fit into the standard. Right. You know, I'm not a stoner. I'm not, you know, I'm not a sports person. I'm not a, you know, this or that. And this group fits your mindset because, you, yeah, they talk about killing people, and, you know, they have a song, you know, Violent J, I Stab People. I was just playing it. And the song is talking about stabbing people.
That's the persona of a fucking rap group.
And it's a shock factor.
Right. I mean, NWA, they weren't really fucking killing people. Yeah. But that's
some of those motherfuckers might have been.
Easy might have done.
Well, yeah, and Easy was a drug dealer. Yeah, and you know, like, the thing was, though, like, towards the end, though, he wasn't, though, because you sacrifice your career.
Right.
X-Rated, who's a rapper, raps from prison because he fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, he's really not doing it.
How's he pull that off? He just makes his phone
through
call?
The phone. Yeah.
That's fucking badass.
And so, like, you know, you have this group of, it is shock factor. You know what I mean? How much can we shock our parents? You know, like, how much, you know, and still to this day, I'm that way because I'm not judgmental. I try not to be as much as I can. You know, I have upside down crosses on the backs of my legs, and people don't know what they mean. And people automatically assume that, oh, that's a devil worshiper, or, you know, he's an anti, you know, Christ or whatever. You know what I mean? Right. Like, people come to their own conclusion of what it is. But then there's some people who ask me what it is.
Right.
And that's exactly what I'm looking for. I don't get upset when somebody asks me, hey, what's that mean? You know, like, well, I'm glad you're who you are. You can be Christian.
Right.
And I'm not judging you because I don't have your same beliefs. Or you could be Muslim, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that was the through line that I saw when I was watching these documentaries, because the documentaries tend to be people at the gathering, you know, the annual huge concert that they have. And it's just like, why the fuck wouldn't you film it? It's just a crazy hedonistic, you know, thing. But as I was watching it, I was like, I think the through line, because it's all races, even though it's predominantly white from what you see at the festival, but, different, you know, socioeconomic classes, different religions, different whatever, but you could just see it on everybody that the one through line is that they were all cultural outliers.
Yeah.
You could just kind of see it on them that they didn't fit in almost anywhere else.
Yeah, they don't fit this standard description.
Yeah, exactly. And this group, they fit. There was one guy who fucking cracked me up in American Juggalo, and I had to type out his quote because he fucking
chicken
killed
fucking mashed potatoes. Yeah. That guy?
This guy says,
I knew it.
Being a, and he's just sitting there with his cigarette, and he just tells the story of how he got so. What was the drink that they make?
Oh, Caribou.
He said that he got fucked up on Caribou, threw up on himself,
on his
and passed
arm.
Out
threw
in
up
a carnival
arm,
ride.
Yeah.
And then he said that he woke up back in his tent because complete strangers took him back there. They left him in the rain long enough to wash the vomit off and then put him in a tent. And he woke up the next morning and he said, quote, being a juggalo made me the motherfucker I am today. Honest to God, if it wasn't for the J, I don't know what the fuck I'd be. I grew up to be a decent, fucking good-hearted, good-natured motherfucker. I'm a fucking nice person. I can cook like a motherfucker. I can cook like a motherfucking straight up fucking grub, fucking chicken fried steak, fucking collard greens, mashed potatoes, all that fucking good ass sausage gravy, fucking biscuits, fucking everything, man. I cook like a motherfucker. I want to find a skinny ass little bitch and make her fat, and then we can lose weight together and we'll bond.
I'm so glad you picked that quote. Like, you don't know, like, that's like, I just talked to Sid about that quote. That's so like our great. Favorite guy. He's like fucking chicken.
I
want to
find
potatoes.
A skinny ass little bitch, make her fat, and then we can lose weight together and bond.
Yeah.
I was like, that is fucking legit. Yeah. That guy was awesome.
Well, and like, and these people are
fucked like it's the.
Yeah. And like, you know, you guys said like, oh, I watch these documentaries and I feel like I know Brad better. You know what I mean? We've known each other for a long time. And I'm that way. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks about me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I really don't care. Like, I don't, what I am doesn't matter to you.
Right.
That's how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, it has nothing to do with you. And so I say crazy things, or, you know, I talk about punching babies or whatever. It's all shock factor. You know what I mean? It's just who I am, and you can't change it.
Right.
And so what group do you fit in with? it's this group of right. people who are fucking just whatever, you Somewhat know, the guy who the, yells yeast infection, right. you know, like,
they wanna be shocking.
I think that's funny. Yeah. No, I that find that funny. Funny. Like, yeah.
It's random,
you know,
as fuck.
So, yeah. But I'm like you said, I'm a good person, you know, and I right. care. I'll give my friend the shirt off my back.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, you can be judgmental. And I think that's one of the big takeaways from it is you can be judgmental to people, but really it does nobody any good. You know what I mean? Because they're people too.
Right. And so that's the kind of the through line. So here's a list of what the internet said are common characteristics of what a juggalo is. Number one, drinking and spraying the inexpensive soft drink Faygo, which if you live in California, you can say bullshit to inexpensive.
Yeah. One of our friends.
I ain't spraying this on anything but my throat.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone on Facebook actually said they went to a concert that they played somewhere and that they sprayed so much Faygo that it flooded the floor.
That's no, right. I one thing that I read said that if you go to an insane clown posse concert, you should put all of your electronics in plastic bags because they're going to get ruined because you're going to get sprayed with Faygo.
Yeah, sure you will. Oh, that's for sure.
Francisco Espinoza said that they played at the Loft in Lansing or something and they sprayed so much Faygo it flooded the bar underneath.
I'm not surprised.
They,
yeah,
I think, they couldn't even play the next night.
Somebody, so we went to one of our first concerts here. They came to Bakersfield and they played a place off fucking in East Bakersfield, like Truxton, East Truxton, like the ghetto ass mm-hmm. neighborhood. And it was this fucked up ass venue. And there was so much Faygo sprayed that somebody slipped and fell and broke their arm. Damn. I remember that. They got carried off.
And if you can get that much Faygo into a California auditorium, that's some fucking dedication.
Yeah. It was...
What if they get in trouble? Like, is that like fucking... Like, we're going to flood your shit.
I don't think they cared. Like,
I don't think they give a shit.
It's just, how many fucking 2 liters is that? They're not bringing in
3 liters.
They're 3 liters.
They don't make 2 liters. Yeah.
So, and one of the misconceptions is like, it's like people like, why would you fucking spray so... It's going to be so sticky. Well, the great thing was, and I thought that too, and like I said, this was our first concert we went to, and you're like, I got sprayed with fucking root beer, and I'm like, oh fuck, this shit's gonna be so sticky. I'm like, oh, it's diet. Sweet. No sugar.
I bet that's still sticky.
No, it didn't get sticky. You it felt like water. Like you did not get sticky. So they actually were kind enough to just spray us with diet soda.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I mean, and literally
so they spray you from the stage, like
yeah,
they themselves
and they punt 2 liters into people's faces. I mean, and I remember a dude jumped up on stage and Shaggy had the microphone right in the center of the stage, and the guy jumped up on the stage and Shaggy just fucking punched him in the face. Just no reason. Like the guy was just trying to get up on stage. He just punched him in the face. He fell back into the crowd and everybody started kicking him. So
That's family, man.
Yeah, it's family. Yeah, you know? It's family. If somebody doesn't get hurt, then it's not funny. You know, right, I mean, somebody has to get hurt. So, and you know, like it's the one thing. Like they say family, but you know, really, it's different people.
Yeah,
every group's got the crazy motherfuckers. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. So I remember somebody stole something there. I mean, you have a bunch of poor people together in a room, like shit's gonna happen.
Right,
you know,
right.
Especially drinking and everything else. Yeah. So. But no, some of the funnest concerts I've ever been to are ICP concerts. I mean, Dark Lotus, where they have the super group basically, just fun. You know what I mean? Just fun.
There was a guy,
fun.
Did you guys see when they did the, I don't remember what documentary it was, but there was a guy that was like working a gas truck. That's from the hometown that they keep hosting it in. Cause they kept doing a comparison and contrast.
Was he a big ass man?
He was a big ass man to talk to the people around the town to think like, what do you think about this shit coming to your town? You know? And at first in the beginning of the movie, they're showing like, oh, I don't know about these guys, man. They look like gang members and serial killers. They're talking about, I looked on their website, it says they want to just chop off heads with their hatchets and watch them float down the river. Like all this shit. And at the end of the thing, they interviewed the guy. He's like, that was the best concert I've ever seen. He said he went to the Rolling Stones in like 1972 or some shit. He's like, and that honestly was the best concert I've ever seen. He's like, it was amazing the energy those guys put out.
Right.
And it was some old backwoods dude that like, no way is he okay with, he's not down with the clown.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, he's not whooping anybody.
No, he's not.
And at the end he was.
So here's other characteristics. Listening to horrorcore and other types of underground rap music. That was a term I had never heard before.
Horrorcore.
Wearing face paint, generally those either like a clown or perhaps similar to a corpse. Wearing hatchet gear.
Which is merchandise from Psychopathic Records. Yeah.
Having a Hatchet Man logo on personal effects.
Or the body.
Doing their hair in spider leg style like the Twisted members. Displaying the gesture of the Wicked Clown, which is the West Side WC. Sign with one hand and then the C sign with the other. Making whoop whoop calls. And then they apparently reply in kind.
If I need help, you just, it's like the bat signal for juggalos. Right. Like they just fucking swarmed you like roaches. You just whoop whoop and fools would come out from the fucking bushes and shit.
And then expressing a tongue-in-cheek obsession with murder and violence, typically committed with a blade weapon.
Yeah, stabbing people. So I stab people. That's the
thing. So, I mean, I can understand why people would be put off. You see somebody with a fucking, dressed up like a clown, and they're glamorizing murdering
people are fucking scared of hatchet.
Like, people are already scared of fucking clowns. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can understand it. And again, when you watch the videos, it's like they do backyard wrestling. They fuck each other up. Like in one of the things, there's like a guy with like a fucking 4x4 with a traffic sign on it, and they're just like smashing it into each other's heads, and they're fucking bloodied.
You might have caught the fucking disease over there. You're like fucking chicken.
I mean, it was crazy. They're just like punishing each other and laughing it off. And
well, there was a big thing, and I talked a little bit about our Backyard Wrestling Federation with Rob Van Dam.
Yeah,
but that was based off of that. Our federation was the Psychopathic Championship Wrestling, PCW. And that's what we had in our friend's backyard, had a wrestling ring,
right?
Caught each other on fire, hit each other with fucking fluorescent bulbs,
powerbombed
each other through tables,
I didn't
thumbtack matches.
I thought you were just talking shit, and then I saw it. That was crazy, and
that's all comes from they did a lot of stuff with Japanese death matches.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched ECW back. You know, Rob was in ECW,
right.
And they did fucking crazy shit.
The craziest shit
that was televised on you know, pay per view.
The craziest shit that's televised in America was what ECW did. It wasn't as crazy as Japanese.
And
shit.
If you remember Mankind or Mick Foley,
mm-hmm.
who was part of it, they did Japanese death matches. And they would literally have these like barbed wire fucking boards in the corner of the wrestling ring that had explosives on them. So they would fucking like fling the, you know how they would fling each other into the fucking turnbuckles?
Right.
Well, they would fling the guy in and it would fucking, they'd hit the barbed wire and it would explode, you know, with these explosive charges. And they'd fucking hit each other with like barbed wire baseball bats, stab each other with swords, you know, in the back and shit.
At the end of the underground, they were like, they would hit someone in like baseball bat fluorescent tube, then take the little shard handle that was left, cut them across the forehead till they bled down, then smash what was left of it on their forehead, then turn around and knock them to the ground with a chair, and then go get like a screwdriver. I was like, what is he going to do with that screwdriver?
Yeah,
and he starts sticking it in the hole he made with the fluorescent tube. And like messing, like fish hooking the side of his mouth. And I was like, that is insane.
So, so we used to sit around listening to ICP or Twisted or Blaze Your Dead Homie or fucking whoever was putting out albums with them and watch Japanese deathmatch wrestling and the Psychopathic Championship Wrestling that they started. And Diamond Donovan Douglas, you know, they had their alter egos. And I just showed you guys Moon Glorious.
Right.
Moon Glorious is one of Violent J's egos, you know, alter egos, where they're just funny. They're just personalities.
See, and that shit, I didn't get it. I was like, I don't know. I don't get it.
They're just personalities. Yeah. And you have to watch because there's other shit.
Yeah.
Like they talk and they say funny stuff and they do all these videos. And it's just like a... It's just a movement. Like people get obsessed with that stuff because it's funny. You know what I mean? Just like people become obsessed with The Walking Dead or you become obsessed with Daryl because fucking whatever fucking reason.
But the,
and you got Daryl playing cards and Daryl fucking socks or Sons of Anarchy. And all of a sudden you're fucking riding your motorcycle that you just bought because of you're watching Sons of Anarchy and think you're a fucking biker.
But
real bikers are posting you on fucking Facebook and the bike forum. Like, look at this fucking guy, you know?
But the difference being like you have this fucking massive community of support that also walks to a different beat and all that stuff. So, but you talked about it earlier and I want to say, cause again, this is something that I fucking didn't know. The National Gang Intelligence Center, in 2011 published, their findings, and they do it every year for various criminal organizations.
Yeah.
But they posted a thing called Juggalos Emerging Gang Trends and Criminal Activity Intelligence Report in 2011. And this is a quote that opens the, and again, this is a national intelligence gathering yeah. committee. And this is what they say: increasing criminal activity among juggalos is of concern due to the ease with which these transitory and loosely affiliated criminal subsets are able to form and break off the well-established juggalo subculture of over 1 million followers. So one of the things that they are concerned about is the fact that if you are a criminal and a juggalo, you've immediately got a million people in the country who have your back.
Yeah.
And you
it's
can
the
easily,
largest gang in the world.
You can slip in and out yeah. And there's a constant yeah. source of recruitment yeah. as well based on this. But then
you could easily assume that if the world went to shit and martial law happened, you'd have fucking groups of juggalos.
Right.
Like
yes, are, absolutely. Absolutely.
That are banded together, fucking people up.
Yeah. Like, and they said their crimes are characterized by acts of violence and destruction directed against law enforcement members of the community, public private property, and other members of their own group. Juggalos are classified as a gang in the states of Arizona, California, Pennsylvania, and Utah. And despite this narrow classification, juggalo-related crime has been documented in at least 20 other states, according to law enforcement and open source reporting. They said assault, robbery, theft, drug possession, drug sales, vandalism, and to a lesser extent, murder.
Yeah.
To a lesser extent.
Because there's whole groups of like violent juggalos.
Yeah.
They don't agree with, they agree with all the other stuff, but they don't agree with each other. Like one's like, don't be violent. The other one's like, you're a pussy for not being violent. And yet they believe all the other subsets of laws and beliefs of the juggalo.
And they exactly.
I don't think that there's like laws or beliefs of being a juggalo. You're well, just who
the,
you
there's
are.
There's the family thing.
And if I just happen to, it's one of those things like I mentioned motorcyclists earlier, like or Jeeps, for instance. If I'm driving down the road in my Jeep and I see another Jeep, I'm going to wave. I don't wave at the fucking guy behind him in the truck. Like, I don't
right,
care.
Right.
You have something in common.
No.
Right.
They might be on a totally different level than you, and you would never get along with them. But in that moment, there's a recognition of, hey, we have something in common.
Jiu-jitsu people on Facebook,
same
on
thing.
Instagram.
Same
when,
thing.
When I used to have a Volkswagen bus,
it,
I got
it
waved
is a lifestyle,
constantly
yeah.
with the Volkswagen bus thing. People like pull over at the grocery store and chase you in and talk to you like, what's up, man? Like, what'd you do? Like, it's just an instant bond.
Yeah, like, it would be one of those things.
When I backpacked Europe too, that was the thing. Like, someone's got a backpack on, you're like, that motherfucker's from somewhere else.
Right.
They're doing what I'm doing. And you would just sit down at a table and you're instant friends.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, because you have something in common.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of the same thing. Like, if you lived in the same neighborhood, you might not get along because you're two different people,
right?
And you come from two different walks of life, maybe. But you know, that the momentary bond, I think, is what it is
there
is anything else. Just like going to a car show, everybody has, you know, cars in interest, you know.
That's why I want you to make the baby punch shirt, because like, you're never going to meet your friends if you don't have
that's
a shirt
right,
that says right. I punch babies.
Yeah. So
and then, other people are like, me too.
Wow. I do too. So that, again, the National Gang Intelligence Center, the NGIC, they said that on average, the criminal groups are Caucasian males aged 16 to 26. They say there's little to no structure within the group. And that there's no formalized leadership, unlike a traditional gang. And it says, due to the lack of structure and leadership, most crimes are not committed on behalf of the group, which tends to be the case with most gangs.
They're just You're criminals that happen to be juggalos.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah.
And that's more sporadic. And then, but they do say, and this is the part where the report, and again, at early in the report, it says, we even acknowledge that this is a very small subset of the juggalo culture is actually gang members or part of this criminal activity. The report actually acknowledges that, but it says the groups are organizing. And they think it's because they've been infiltrated by members of other gangs who are basically migrating their own gang lifestyle into the juggalo groups that they're becoming a member of.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I looked at, it said that 70% of 26 different reporting crime agencies in the nation reported juggalo assaults in their district. 60% reported theft, drug use, and vandalism in their district from juggalo. 60% of like all, you know, so that's, I mean, that's a significant amount of crime. But then it specifically says, it talks about different gangs, and there's a whole list in the thing that says specific subsets of the Juggalo groups, and it names like 420 Good Squad, Tactown Clowns, Three Star Ninjas, all these different names for the small groups, Three Star Ninjas.
Not four stars.
But they have a list next to every name of the subgroup that was being tracked by the intelligence agency. And they have connections, and they are founded by Bloods, West Side Crips, Gangster Disciples, the Folk Nation, White Supremacists, Sir 13, Peru Blood, the KKK, the Aryan Circle, the Aryan Brotherhood, and the Kernstown Bloods are all directly linked to these different. So again, if you want to talk about a gang that doesn't have central leadership, let's take a fucking black group of Bloods from fucking LA and have another group that's fucking sponsored by the Aryan Nation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you've got a cohesive leadership.
We're not a family
in this gang.
We're not a family guys. We're not a family.
But yeah, and then they just list tons of crimes that like specific crimes that were committed.
Really, you should look at those gangs as individual games. Like, oh, like the Three Star Ninjas is a game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I happen to have the same.
I completely
music taste.
Agree with that because then they look at all this stuff, and it's like every single crime that they list is from a completely different state, a completely different group of people. You know, there's different assaults, there's different.
And if you think about it, you know, a lot of them coming from being poor,
right?
They're going to assault people. They're going to be performing burglaries. You know what I mean? They're going to be using drugs. You know, it's just going to happen that
way.
And if being in that group puts you in that model, then it is what it is. You know what I mean? If you grew up in that area, those are your friends. That's what you're doing. You know,
I wonder like what the economic breakdown is though. Like if they're, I mean, I'm sure it's like, oh, like fucking 80% are in this like lower economic status, but are there some like elite one percenters that are fucking just closet juggalo?
I'm sure there are.
I'm sure. My buddy Ken, who, when I was getting my tattoos, he has the amazing, Jekyll Brothers on his arm. You know what I mean? And he's super smart. Like he tested his IQ, you know, genius level guy, you know, like, but he was, it's just that thing, you know what I mean? You fit into this group, you know, like, and that's, you know, your friends have something in common with you,
right?
You know, so we all had something in common. And, you know, if one person wasn't into the wrestling, they probably weren't our friend, you know, or whatever, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
So it's just, that's just how it works.
And again, like a lot, you know, I saw a lot of articles online of people saying, you know, the Juggalos aren't a criminal organization, et cetera, sort of in contrast to this, but some of the specific crimes, some of them are just,
they carve Juggalo into their chest.
Yeah, exactly. One of them was a gang called the Juggalo Killers assaulted a 19-year-old female, knocked her unconscious, and carved the initials JK into her chest in Utah.
I was just kidding.
Yeah. Just kidding. We didn't mean it. But then again, like I look at that and I don't think this is a cohesive group of criminals. That's just a couple of fucking.
No, because the main fan base is all just, they're just fans.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like anybody who has a fan tattoo of any band. You know what I mean? Like you were talking about Grateful Dead. Like there's people with Grateful Dead tattoos still to this day. There's people who get fucking probably something stupid like Nickelback on them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
somebody's buying motherfucking Nickelback records. That's a conspiracy right there. Everybody fucking hates Nickelback.
It's because they're Canadian.
Some dude on our thing actually fucking shouted out some Nickelback things. Some guy that's like Sophie King fan. He was just like at the
gym. He wanted to play Nickelback at the end of the show or something.
No. There was a guy who was like at the gym listening to the best hits of Nickelback. But I was like looking at, I was like, is he joking? I was like, that motherfucker's serious. No, he was serious.
Fuck you.
But a bunch of people, some people like Nickelback.
Yeah. You know people like Red Hot Chili Peppers too. Jesus Christ.
I don't. It's just
one of those things. Like people don't like the Insane Clown Posse. Well, that's great. Like there's other shitty music groups out there that people like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's just a music choice, you know, like that's what it is.
And people never believe me when I say things like this, but I honestly don't know who Nickelback is.
Well, you're a better person.
I don't know one song.
This is my take on it. Is that
that's a trap?
The Insane Clown Posse. So if you look at their discography, and this isn't even completely accurate because I see records missing on here, but records, EPs, and albums, they have 120 listed on here.
Holy shit.
Just albums. I mean, there's an insane amount of albums. There's EPs. After every album, they put out an EP. You know what I mean? Which is a short album, basically. Tons and tons of singles. Like, it's just crazy. They put out a shit ton of music since 1990, 1989 or whatever. You know what I mean? So they've built this culture, and then they've also done a fucking beautiful job of marketing it to a certain group absolutely. Of people.
Nickelback has 23 million views on, I just Googled Nickelback on YouTube or mm-hmm. and went to YouTube, and 23 million views on the first video that fucking pops up.
No, they're huge. They're huge. A pop band. Yeah, they're a pop band. It's because people are mindless.
They like, love to
listen
them.
To music.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, and with, if this intelligence report is accurate, which I assume they fucking, you know, did their fact checking, they said that there's a million Juggalos,
yeah,
which doesn't mean there's a million fans of Insane Clown Posse. That means there's a million hardcore motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
that's gonna be, you know, expand that by 10 or 20 by the number of people who just listen to the music.
There's 3 million like it.
Yeah,
fans
there's more than more, that. Yeah. You know, it's, I mean, so if they have 120 albums and they've got a, I mean, you've got a million people who identify as a Juggalo. You're selling a million albums day one out the fucking gate.
Yeah,
you know, and then it's just gonna trickle around to other people.
Or they're,
as well.
they're stealing them because they don't have the money.
Yeah, that's true too. They're just fucking torrenting it, you know.
Walking into walking. Do they still have record stores like where you can go in and get a CD?
I'm sure they do.
I see. FYI, is it fucked up that I see a CD player now? I'm like, why would you have a CD player?
Right.
Like, what is the purpose of this?
Computer customers constantly like, my disk drive don't work. I was like, can you explain what you use that for? Like,
yeah. What did you try and put in?
Like, tell me a scenario you need it, and I will.
Somebody gave you a disk. Like, where did that
come from? I got a computer 2 years ago without a disk drive. And I've needed to use my external disk drive in 4 years. I've needed to use it 3 times.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't fucking use it.
It wasn't even a question when I was like putting another drive in my MacBook. I'm like, nope. No. Just put the other hard drive in the disk drive slot. Just take that out. Like,
I'm good.
Fucking don't use it.
Yeah.
It's like having a floppy drive now. Like, why would you have an A drive?
Yeah. Like, I want a big old school floppy drive.
Yeah.
The giant. No, I got discs.
Brent's got a floppy drive.
Yeah, he does.
I'll show you pictures. I got some pictures of that.
He used to be a hard drive, but he's getting older.
Floppy drive all over your face.
And then I was reading, you know, a bunch of people were saying that there's a conspiracy going on because Shaggy has been targeted by the IRS.
Yeah.
And there's, and, well, here's the thing. So that happened in 2011, and the Insane Clown Posse put a lawsuit against the FBI for doing that, but it got thrown out of court. And then in 2014,
they finally agreed to like quit associating like with the people that they were. I don't know. There was some other thing.
I don't think that was in the 2011 case. I think it might have been 2004. Because in 2014, they sued the state of Michigan for saying that Juggalos are a criminal organization.
Right.
And that, I think that one was still pending or something. But
because that's their fan base. Like that kind of like, you kind of ruin their fan base saying like, hey, these guys are criminals. And you're like, well, I don't want to be a fucking Juggalo. Like, I don't want to be fucking member? Associated. Yeah. Cause like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, like if I go to prison, like they document your tattoos and shit, you know, like, I'm going to be fucking a Juggalo gang
absolutely.
Member.
Absolutely.
You got to change the Huggalo on the back.
That's something. Juggalotomous.
No, but so the conspiracy is that the IRS is targeting Shaggy.
Too dope.
Because of what he did. But what he did was avoid to pay $160,000 in back taxes.
Yeah.
So I don't know that that's a conspiracy.
You got some Wesley Snipes.
So much
they definitely made a lot of money.
Then they also told Psychopath Records that they have to turn over their financials to the state. And again, everybody's like, no, the government's just targeting them. And I'm like, I don't know if the government's targeting them or they're it's like, if you want to fucking cheat taxes, then don't sue somebody in the government.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to look at your shit and be like, oh, fuck, this attorney is going to uncover everything.
We're
going
to give this guy some problems.
Yeah. Right. It's like, I don't know that it's a conspiracy so much as you didn't pay your taxes you're suing the government.
No, it's like, you want to sue us? Hey, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we can. Like, and that's true. Like, I think, I don't know. Like there's a lot about these guys. Like their producer for a long time, Mikey Clark. They just have a sound of music like that was like no other.
Right.
And that's really what drew people to it. And you know, that's why people stick around. You know, nowadays it's something else probably than what it was when I was young. You know, like we didn't have the whoop whoop thing, you know, right. We didn't, you know, it was just, we were just identified as a group of friends, you know, and it was fun.
And I kind of like when I got into it, I started to look like being from Detroit, I started to see like a Detroit music spectrum.
Yeah.
Where I think on one end is Kid Rock. That's kind of a little bit white trashy with like a splash yeah. of rap, but mostly kind of, you know, like a country Southern rock sound.
Yeah.
And then on the other spectrum is Eminem talking about like killing his mom's, killing his daughter's mother and like throwing in her a trunk and all this shit.
Yeah.
And then I think somewhere in the middle is the Insane Clown Posse. I think there's kind
now,
of
I think they're even further over. Like,
it might be
like,
that song, If I Was a Serial Killer. That's pretty.
No, I think that they're further over on the spectrum. Because Eminem's,
but it's serious. Very rock. But the music that I heard was very kind of rockish with them rapping.
Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
Nah. I think
at least the music in that shitty documentary.
Probably. I mean, they had a lot of hard. Like they had some songs that were goofy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they had goofy songs, but then they had songs that were fucking like legit. Like
Miracles for the fans out there. Yeah. Check that one out.
Brent likes that song. He loves it. But they had stupid songs like Miracles. And they have a lot of music that I don't like. But still to this day, I can go, I found a song by Twisted that I never heard before. And I'm like, oh, that song's fucking badass. Like,
yeah.
They have a good surrounding around them. And they just, like I mentioned earlier, Tech N9ne doesn't get the following from the black people, but the Juggalos love Tech N9ne.
I forget what city he's from.
Tech N9ne?
Yeah.
He's from Missouri. KCMO, okay, Kansas City, right. Missouri. Yep. There's other groups too that founded horrorcore. They just got into it right at the right time. Grave Diggers is one of them that really got big off of horrorcore. Wu-Tang even at one point was doing like some horrorcore stuff.
Right.
Flatliners. There's a group, a guy, Isham, out of Detroit. Like a lot of stuff out of Detroit really was horrorcore. Stuff talking about killing people. Isham was in a group called Nadas, which is Satan backwards.
Nice.
And they had like that was at the time when you still had the beep 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 dial up modem. You know the
right
had the sound that come out of the back of your computer. You know, so they had those sounds in the album, and it was different. And it was called www.com, which they stole our domain name.
They did steal our domain name.
But they had it was just a different sound.
I think they were first.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
But they let it go, and then I got it.
Expired.
So, no, it was just a different sound. It was just different. You know, it wasn't the same old bullshit that was being played on the radio. Insane Clown Posse and Cypress Hill had a beef. Like, there's all kinds of stuff, you know, like, because serious rappers didn't see them as serious rappers, but people listened to them, and they had a fucking huge, they still do have a huge following.
Right.
So why, if you were a serious rapper, why wouldn't you get mad? How the fuck do these clown face fucking shitty rappers have all these fucking fans? Like, it's because
just when you started painting, I was like, fucking dick. Like, I'm gonna paint so good.
It's,
like,
it's what the fucking, fuck? It's fucking,
I feel it. Yeah.
It's marketing. You know what I mean? Like,
the thing that I'm most disappointed in out of everything that I researched was I got so fucking excited when I saw that there was a thing called Juggalo Book, which was the Juggalo based Facebook.
Oh, fuck.
And
oh,
wow. I was so fucking excited to dig into that and see what it was.
It should have been Juggalo Book.
But the people who owned it ended up taking it down a couple of years ago because they said it wasn't worth the effort.
There's some like positive like public outreach stuff they did too. Did you come across any of that?
Yeah, they did. I just really wanted to see endless Juggalo just Book.
Everyone's
profiles.
Clown profile.
I wanted to see. I got so excited and I was so disappointed to find out that it didn't
exist. You have to really
anymore.
Do your makeup well to stand out though. It's like a lot of black and white happening there.
Yeah.
No, they did some girl died at a high school
from diabetes. Yeah.
But they just bluntly named it the Dead Stephanie Memorial Cleanup.
Yeah.
That's the name of the memorial.
Yeah.
Her parents are probably just like, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Question mark?
Yeah. The Dead Stephanie Cleanup. Yeah. And then they have the Hatchet House and Community Outreach. they go clean up litter and shit.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, all clowned
so it's like
out.
The McDonald's house.
But again, I mean, you see this, I think you see this the full spectrum of humanity in this group.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the 1% that are fucking gangsters and Crips and Aryans and all this fucking shit. But, and then you see the 1% that's cleaning up litter on the side of the fucking road.
Look at it this way. I mean, do you listen to Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Right. I listened to Snoop Dogg Doggy Style when it first came out. Was I a gangster? No. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, exactly. I want to see the where are they now from the Vice documentary, because that one guy said, you know, like when I leave here, I'm gonna go to like medical school and shit. Like yeah. I'm gonna be a doctor. And
I want to see the where are they now too.
He's like, yo, you got a heart murmur and shit. We're gonna fix it.
I want to see if that guy
your leg broken shit. We're gonna get you a cast.
You know what? I'm a
yeast infection.
You got a diagnosis of needing more ICP. You need less.
I just want to see if that guy did indeed find a skinny ass bitch
and
get
her
fat, and then they lost weight together to bond.
Yeah.
I want to see the follow up. It's like the end of Romeo.
We could probably do the where are they now. Like if enough people like know. Yeah, they like
true.
We hashtag this fucking ICP if we want to know the fucking chicken fucking mashed potatoes guy. That guy contact us. Fucking chicken fucking mashed potatoes. Yeah. If you listen to this shit because you still love ICP
and
you find this hashtag and you sausage gravy, tell us what the fuck happened. We want to
Did
know.
Did you find a skinny bitch, make her fat, and get her skinny again?
And bond.
That's what we're gonna know.
We might have the social outreach to
this
fucking make it happen.
This is important. Right.
And I want to know if the guy said he's going to medical school and shit.
We
ever went to medical school.
It might have been more in. Shit in less medical school, but I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I have to say, like, I always, you know, coming into the shows and researching shit, very often I walk in with one idea and come out with a completely different one. And that was definitely the case here. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are these people? Like, what the fuck is this? And then even when I first started the research and I saw those documentaries, I was like, oh my God, who are these fucking people? But then once I started digging into it, I really did end up having some respect. I was like, no, there's a cool idea of we are different and we've got each other's back that you don't find very often.
It's just like being vegan.
Yeah, kind of, except less violent.
Yeah.
I hope that fucking sausage gravy guy finds us.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
that would be fucking on the show.
He's got things to say. He's got things to say.
That would be legit. And I hope someone buys the domain name for Juggalo Book and launches that shit again.
Yeah.
I really want to see those profiles.
Yep. And it has the button like, do you only want to see profile picture with face paint? Like, you know, like.
Oh my God. Did you see the one where the fucking guy was like at the.
Oh, the spray paint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was spraying on his face.
It's just like I said, a lot of the stuff's degenerate. I have photos from when I was in high school when it snowed here in Bakersfield, which. Fucking has been 20 years now.
Yeah.
We, in the front of the church across the street from the trailer park, we made giant ice sculptures of ICP, like the letters, like in the fucking like grass of the church.
Not ice sculpt. You made snow.
Snow sculptures.
Yeah.
No, they were ice when we got done with them, like smoothed them out, like the fucking glassy.
I remember it snowing. It didn't snow very good.
It was pretty deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was deep.
There was a few of us out there fucking pushing up snow to make the sculptures. That's they were about 4 foot tall. Like they were pretty
like Gary
big.
Coleman height?
Yeah, they were Gary Coleman height.
Get them in here.
They're Gary Coleman height.
Get in.
Yeah.
That motherfucker almost made it out.
Yeah, two episodes in a row, he snuck in right at the very end.
Yeah.
A little bastard.
He made us do it. Yeah.
He lives under the stairs.
No, I have pictures of that, and my buddy has his fucking braided hair and fucking. I probably had green hair,
right?
Fucking when our shirts on, you know, our fucking.
I found out my admission. I thought of it just now because I used to have like a wicked ass perm mullet. Like in the fourth grade, I had some sweet Billy Ray like business in the front, party in the rear. Does that count? Is that go with your alien implant and his Juggalo tattoo?
No.
I rocked a sweet mullet and a Levi jacket? No?
No.
If we do a whole show about mullets, maybe.
Yeah.
We got to do one about masturbation. I got a really good story about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be a show, actually.
We do one about jerking off. I got a story for you, sir.
Does it have anything to do with Joseph Mengele's femur?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Or twins?
No. Just my dad on the way to the hardware store.
Oh,
just me getting caught.
Oh.
Just me in an elastic band on some shorts that I thought went a little higher than it did.
There was this time there was a guy across the street in the Vons parking lot in a truck. He had a cage on the back and he was masturbating to this kid in the neighborhood. He was like the bad kid. It was his sister walking, and they caught him masturbating to the girls like walking by. Damn. And they went and fucking found him and pepper sprayed him.
Yikes. Yeah.
Nice.
She got dark.
I lived in a good neighborhood.
My sister, who teaches with me at Bakersfield College, she used to teach night classes, and she was walking out of a night class at 9 o'clock one night, and she was walking by some bushes, and there was just some creeper standing in the bushes looking at her masturbating.
What?
And like, as soon as she saw him, she like freaked out and like jumped back.
And she showed her tits, right?
And no, out of nowhere,
just trench
some
coated.
Scottish guy came running up. Up and like,
we'll not have any of that left.
Exactly. And like, some fucking,
you're gonna put it away right now.
Scottish ninja just showed up and said, I'll escort you to your car, lass, and like chased the guy out of the bushes. For years, we lived under the assumption that Scottish people hate masturbators.
The creepier thing is Scottish.
You masturbating bastard. I can sense it. There's a masturbator on campus.
It's just because he was in his territory, exactly. He was already watching. Clearly.
So don't masturbate on a college Scotty campus, or a Scotsman's going to show up and whoop your ass and drive you off.
Man's going to masturbate in front of my lady.
Now that we all got our
we all got a shit
to masturbate in front of Mr. Indy.
So one of our fans.
How many masturbators do you know?
There it is. This was a mission, the rogue leader on Instagram in Colorado. I mailed shit and it came back and the mailman lost it and it finally arrived. They just posted that they got it. So
she got it.
Yeah,
she was
congratulations
happy.
To the rogue leader happy, for finally getting a shit. Yeah.
I don't know how we have fans. Like, people are so angry at us all the time.
No way. That wasn't our fault. That was the mailman's fault. I went the extra effort. I fucking double, triple shipped that shit.
Oh.
Double, triple.
People are just mad at me all the time, I guess.
No
I
one's mad at you, Brad.
Anyway.
No.
Sponsors?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna throw it at me like that, huh?
Yep.
There was a list around here somewhere. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Do not try that shit I said earlier at home. That's probably not advised.
That's professional. He's been eating bottles of hot sauce for months now.
I've been training for a few years at that. There's probably someone that'll show me up, but we do not encourage that you try. That could be dangerous. I don't know what could happen, but it only makes you high for like 10 minutes for the record.
It's not worth it.
So, but it was delicious while it happened. And thank you, El Yucateco, for checking that off my list. Thank you to Digital Creations for coffee mugs and keychains and cool stuff like that. Thank you to Dark Side Graphics. We blew up his plotter this week. Did you hear about that? Yeah.
No.
We did.
Yeah.
I
ordered some big decals for someone's windows. We got a couple fans, one of those giant stickers for the back windows. And when he went to plot it, blue smoke came out of his plotter.
That's his own fault for buying cheap ass equipment.
No, I think it was just a matter of time. I think it was just coincidental timing. It wasn't our fault. It was just so fucking big that it couldn't handle it.
Right.
But he ordered some parts online. It's getting fixed. Use code SOFAKING with Kevin Brewster at darksidegraphics.com. And that's graphics with an X. You can also find him on Facebook. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com, who also uses code SOFAKING.
I'm thinking we missed sponsors last episode. Like, we didn't get them all.
I just did that shit quick. Now I'm putting a little extra shit on there right now. I finally ate all the jerky. I'll say that right now. We'll get it over with. Brad's mad. It's gone. I fucking ate it. I'm on a low carb diet this week. I did it. Protein shakes and a bunch of jerky. I ate that shit.
All the Roswell jerky's gone.
It's fucking gone. It's gone.
Motherfucker.
I did it. I'm sorry. I'm just getting it over with, man. The moment's passed.
You know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose more weight than you.
You probably fucking will.
You go to jiu-jitsu more than you just to piss you off now. I'm upset now.
All over the jerky.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm lost.
Salt 7.
If you're in the area or near the area.
I promised. We did.
I just did it quick. Mm. Yeah. So if you're in the area, check them out. It hasn't been that long since I floated. I think Dave floated recently. Brad hasn't floated in a million years.
So. Nah, I'm busy. Yeah. I got shit to do.
Yeah, but
I got instant composty to listen to.
That's right.
I wonder if we could pipe ICP in there. That'll be like a conundrum. It's jumbo shrimp. It's not supposed to happen. You can't listen to ICP and float at the same time.
That's right.
Nah.
It opens up a time portal.
Probably. Yeah. Probably would happen.
That's how you get to Tupac Island, I'm pretty sure. So anyways, check them out. And then last, I think Dan Cambrio. And thank you to him. I got no shit to talk this time because I don't feel like
you're my ass. Because you said it during the break.
What'd I say? Yeah. You're going to make some shit up right now?
You called him a pussy. You're like, I'll fucking choke that pussy out. I'm fucking...
More like Dan Clamorio.
Yeah. Gets all clammy every time I'm on top of him. That's all I heard.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have to deal with that shit tomorrow. All right. That's it. You got it all. Yep.
That's all done. All right. Don't be retarded.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us.
Temporary pain and everlasting images, just like tattoos that cover my appendages. Practices and scrimmages, stay sharp, rehearsing lines and sentences to kill the man in the mirror, my own personal nemesis. Pen is out of ink and no paper, now that's a casualty. I spit dextrose, my mouth is full of cavities. Your minor oddities leak, you best to call the cavalry. Terrestrial bodies fall toward the center of gravity, meaning you fall if you battle me too tight to rattle me. Spill your blood on the canvas and hang it in the gallery. Substance, so many empty like they calories. Allergic to fake bitches, the doctor called my allergies. And pencil and appointment, accustomed to disappointment. We've been doing our own thing and getting some new enjoyment. It's a brand new nightmare, bloody and unclear. To infinity and beyond, roll like Woody and Lightyear.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us.
You sell it with the iron evil. Well, let me put a needle in your eye and call it a peacock until you mind. And I'm the sign to eat you. And I don't give a fuck if you come looking for peace, fan of me. We all beefing. And a pair of J's with a meat cleaver. Quick to clear the block with a chop, call it the street sweeper. Fuck a cop, he just wanted to kill a creature who was fucking his daughter in a pair of some sweet sneakers. Tell me, who gives it how you want it when you need it? When the rest of them retreat and deplete it, and you need to turn any backs on the people who really need it. I'm just stating facts, you need to watch the shit you tan on your back. And me and Jamie, we ain't a couple of hacks roaming the industry looking for fat checks. We're the dopest to what we be, the wicked abstract, and we never going out like that.
Hell yeah!
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us. They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain among the misfits, bringing the pain. So you can just get down with us, down with us.
Ready, get your hands together. Grab a chainsaw, axe, whatever, it's showtime. But I'm much worse than Dexter and Hannibal Lecter. Can you handle the pressure when you channel a pester? The evil professor, Lee, you're looking like a pastor. Spencer tied up in the room with a pentagram in the center. Evil looms like a number one contender. Say goodbye to your champ as I consume the pretender.
They all put your knife, axes, and wicked shit. We got blood-soaked microphones and we won't quit. They want drugs, bitches, and a scar to crush. And all of them are down with us.
Damn right.
We got them knives and love to you. They're on each and every one of you. You might even find a gun or two. Just know that we do it all.
They call us strange, they call us twisted, but we remain